Aleph, the Gemara asked Kasha. So the Gemara said before that that the people go to Gehenna are mekabel Hashem's decision, and they say that they accept it and they don't argue with it.
Oh.
Furthermore, Kasha Eini.
Just today.
Furthermore, Kasha Eini. So it's about 18 lines down, middle of the line. V'omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rishoyim afilo apiskur shal Gehenim, enam chazim b'tshuva. Rishoyim do not do tshuva. Once a person comes to Olam Haba, so that's his reality. That's part of the person that defines his being by what he does in this world, and therefore when he comes to that world, he can't do tshuva. So he's there, not happy with what happens. Shenemar v'yotzu, the pasuk says v'ro b'pigrei ha'anashim, figure ha'anashim ha'poshim bi. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the pasuk says we can go out and see the anashim which are still. It says that didn't say asher poshu sheposhu l'nemar, that they were posheya al ha'poshim, the present tense, the ones which are posheya. But they remain like that forever. Even though the pasuk says that kisalatam lo samus isham lo sizbe, they're ready in the fire. The isham lo sizbe, they're ready in the fire. But still, they're considered pashim. Their actions are actions of shia still now. So more answers. Lakasha, haba pashim yisrael, haba pashim abdi kachavim. That pasuk is referring to the other nations remain Persian. But Chayisot does Shuva. Hachinam and Mistar, but the Morse says that this differentiation, which you said, seems to be correct. Because if you don't say that, we're going to have a different problem. Dimkein, if you don't say this Pshat, Kasha the Rish Lakish, Ada Rish Lakish, Dama Rish Lakish, Persian Yisrael, Ein Or Gehinam, Shaletis Bohem. We had a Gemara at the end of Chagiga. The Gemara says that the fire of Gehenna doesn't, they're impervious to the fire of Gehenna. It's not shelled on them. The Poshe Yisrael. And here the Poshe says, the Isham lo sizbe, the fire, their fire never goes out, which means that they are in the fire. There's clearly, they have a fire is impacting them. How does he know this? Kal v'chor mi mizbech azov. Mami's bechazov shein alav elak every dinner zahav. It only has the thickness of one dinner's worth of thickness of the metal, the gold metal. Amad kamashonim b'lo shalta b'ho'or. The fire never burnt through the gold. Shepesh Yisrael shemalei mitzvahs karima. They're much thicker than that. They're full of mitzvahs, the equivalent of a pomegranate. Shenemar kefela harimon rakoseich. So Rakhazev referred to a person's forehead. It's the ruddy color of red. That's the Pashas Pshat. But Chazal Darshan Amar Rishim Ben Lakish, Atika Rakhazev El Rekhazev. Your empty ones, Shavila Rekhanim should be Boch Malay Mitzvahs Karim. And even the Rekhanim are full of mitzvahs. So if they are full of mitzvahs like that, so that much more so, that the fire should not be shalat in them. That much more so that the fire is not charlotte to them. So we're saying that the answer is, like we're saying, that's referring to the Persia Yisrael, that's referring to the Persia Ubun Sohelim.
Now, couldn't you say it's by those who do Chol Hashem or something like that? I mean, in other words, the Poshim, even after they reach Misa, because their actions still have the effect.
It sounds like the word Peshe means that the person himself is the Peshe, not his actions, like the Gemara is saying. Mm-hmm. They're a Peshe be. Furthermore, Kasha, Elohod d'chsiv oire be'emek habocha. So the first pasuk is referring to the parsha Yisrael. Fine, but Rishu ben Levi brought them the pasuk over be'emek habocha man yishisuhu. so that they do go to the Emek Abacha. So more answers are who the Mechayev v Hayishaita Begehenim. They have taken for that period of time. Whether it means an hour literally, it means a period of time into Gehenim. Vesi Avraham Avinu Masik Lahu. Avraham Avinu is able to take them out. Umakabalu, and then they're taken back to be out of Gehenna. The only exception is Barbara Yisrael Shabral Basavit Kechom, a Jew lived with a non Jewish woman. Avraham Avinu doesn't take him out. The Mushkar Alosa, because that removes the sign of the Mila. And Avraham is not able to recognize them. Not able to check him out. Does not recognize him. If you look in your Mesor Shas, it says that the word levaker behechalot, to visit, and the hechol is translated mevashker.
I mean, is it saying that he's with the Bas Ovikol Chavim, and so therefore there's an assumption that he's Moshech Barolasso, so the real issue is Moshech Barolasso?
The real issue is the Moshech Barolasso, but the result of being Baal Basav Chachovim, that changes the Tzuras Mila of the person.
Good morning, Russell.
In the spiritual sense, and Kila, he was a Moshech Barolasso.
Good morning, Russell.
So I'm saying physically he was Moshech Barolasso. Uh-huh. Saying the spiritual result of being Baal Basav Chachovim is that it's Moshech Barolasso.
Good morning, Russell.
Okay.
Because we had towards the Sanhedrin that Moshech Barolasso was
May Fabrice.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a person who's actively trying to remove the signs of the orla.
Yeah.
Or the mila, better or worse. This raises the question over here that if the Baal Basav Chachovim doesn't come out, so the Gemara in Bar Metzia has a list of people. There's three people who go to Gehenna and don't come out. So why isn't this listed over there? So it says no. Over here it is. The person is Oyla after the din. So the regular Ben Yisrael is taken out more quickly, but the Yisrael Shabbat Basar Chachovim goes through his din and eventually he's taken out. But there is a group of people over there which are which don't come out. There's the more Rishon also we had the person Pesha Yisrael Begufon, they don't wear tefillin, Karkap to Lamanot tefillin, and Tzedukim. So Tosfos says, "Why the more said over there? The more said a chanami. The more could have said it. The more just ready. They already mentioned the different prices. Didn't feel the need to mention them. So that list over there is not an exhaustive list." The more could have then, the more could have said, "Rav Avinu doesn't have the effect on these the parshiyos of a gufan." The more could have said, "The parshiyos of a gufan is the." The proof of the Gemara could have said it's referring to the Parshas of Gufa, but the more in regards to the issue of doing Shuva, the more holds that still that still remains the between a Jew and a non-Jew. So Maskev Lerav Kahana, Hashad Amarta Haposhim the Poshim. Also, you're darshing the pasuk of Haposhim is that it's not that they did it in the past, but they're doing it right now. They're still maintaining their state of being Poshim. Lamiato the Chsiv pasuk says Amotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. The pasuk says Hamal Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim. The Masik or the Mapik who it's in Russian means that right now the Russian is taking us up there to Israel. Right now, the Bereshim is taken out of Mitzrayim. El da'osik va'apik. It means in the past tense. So the Torah's language, the Bereshim says, "I'm the one who took you out." It is still proper to write it in the language the one who does these type of things, but that they, and therefore he had done it in the past. So Chinami, the Pashi, who it means he was Pashay in the past. So he feels that Reish Lakish's whole, Rav Kanitz feels Reish Lakish's whole source is incorrect. He would argue on Reish Lakish's whole premise. Okay, let's see Rashi. We're current on the Rashis?
I think the first line.
But you meant to tell them we did?
Yeah.
Okay. Chikos H Pesach Pib Shal Yochel Darba. They open up his mouth in such a way, with a bit, that forces the mouth to be held open and it can't speak. Everybody accepts your judgment it doesn't argue. Shadaima love, Nochen lo Yisurin Shemakablin Me'ava. They accept. What's the Lashon? Where is it going on the Gemara? Shadaima Chakilu Makrib Korban. Means he feels as if he's bringing a Korban to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Yisurim. Daima lo Kishilu Neder, like he's paying back that which he needs to pay to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Man Yishisu. Kemayin shall shisin, like the depths of the shisin where the what was the shisin? Nekev shebabinyan hamizbeach. There was a hole which was built in the construction of the mizbeach. Shinisa kiyayin shall swallow yarid l'seichay. Kalashana. When they pour the wine, it goes down into this through this hole into the shisin. Kemayin b'lulav v'rav. Like Yemen Sukkah. So that's how deep it is. They're still b'shem. I feel b'shas telat and b'ishem. Even though they're ready in a state of being telat, that means they're dead, and the worms are eating their flesh, and their fire is burning. They're still b'shem. Versus the imkain, this shot makes sense because if you don't say this, the hod Reish Lakish b'poshe Yisrael mukilo. You say rather, not like this, but rather the pasuk is referring not to Pesha, it was the other, but rather it's referring to Pesha Yisrael. So now we're going to have a problem. Did they? We have a steer in Reish Lakish because he says that the Eish of Ganim is not Sherlet Behem. Well, I'm a Vashker, and then a Makire. Rav doesn't recognize them. Shu Yehudi. The mashkar lost it, but demel lekemish ain't on nimo. Looks like he's not nimo. Hamotzi b'hamal. Hamotzi is chem eretz mitzrayim. But hamal is chem mi eretz mitzrayim. So what does it mean? It means that it happened in the past. So we're also the poshi b'chayeim when they were alive. They were peshayim, not that they're peshayim right now. Back in the world, Amr ben Elazar. There are three openings to Gehenna: Echad b'Midbar, Echad b'Yam, Echad b'Yerushalayim. Okay, there's three places where there's an entrance from this world into Gehenna. Where are these three places? B'Midbar, Luchsiv, B'Yerdu, Heim, B'Cholash, Elhem, Chaim, Sha'olo. So when the Kaius is in the Midbar, they all went down into the Kerach and his Eda. Kerach doesn't have Avira, but the Eda had fire. The Kerach and his family and doesn't have Avira went down into the Sheol right there. So that was an opening where it was possible to get into the Sheol. And who he said to? Gehenna. Sheol. Sheol is another name for Gehenna. V'yam l'siv mi beten Sheol shivati shamata kerli. So Yerno is in the depths of the sea. He says from the beten of Sheol. Why was it Sheol? It was Yam. It means that was a place which was right connected, directly connected to the place of Sheol, and he called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu from there. Hashem has a tanner, the fiery furnace to burn the people do averus in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the pasuk is referring to the opening to get in. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the three places correspond to the three places where human beings are. Where we live in the Yishuv, and that Yerushalayim represents that. Then there's the Midbar, and then there's the Yam. He doesn't talk about why specifically Yerushalayim. The pashas, you say this is Zed L'Mazeh type of a. If Yerushalayim is the Pesach to get to Lamala, it's also the Pesach to get to Lamata. Hil Markasha Basuleka, that's all there is. There's not another opening. Vomer Rabbi Marion, Vomer Rabbi Shuman Levi, Vomer Lo Tana Rabbi Bar Marion, Bidvei Rabbi Yechonon Ben Zakai, Shetimor Yesh, Vigay Ben Hinom. There are two palm trees in the valley of Ben Hinom. There's a smoke which comes out between the two of them. These trees are what we're referring to when we say in the Mishnah in the Sukkah, Sinei Har Barzel, the trees of Har Barzel are ksheris, they're the lulavim are kosher. That is the opening to go. That between those two trees is the opening. So more answers. Dilma Hano Yerushalayim. That was it. Says it was. It was in Gebe Hinnom. Gebe Hinnom is adjacent to Yerushalayim. So that's referring to the one of, that was the opening of Yerushalayim. Okay. Amar Mishul Ben Levi. Zayin Shemesh Yesh Legehino. There are seven names used to refer to Gehenna. Belohein, Sheol. There's the depths of Avodin, the void of the nothingness. Ber Shachas, a place of destruction. Bar Sheon, in a pit of Sheon of bewilderment. Metzita Yovein, that he gets, he sinks into the quicksand. Metzalmovis, the shade of death, the shadow of death. Where is the Tacht is in the lower land. It's going to bring psukim for most of them. So Bashur connects the day of seven names. He says, in general, we find that there's seven is the expression of the world of that we live in. We live in a world of 7 days. There are, so we talk about the Sheva Kachot, you just have in Bechukot, said there's seven, it's a world that we live in. So the person is able to, it corresponds to the different elements of the different days of the week, the different elements of the days. And connected to that, you have seven levels of Gehenna. He talks about there's seven different levels. I mean, each level has its own types of punishment and its own. Some people, make it to the bottom one. Some people don't. From what Pasha's idea of, I don't know, the idea of higher and lower. I mean, it's not necessarily a physical reality, but it's in regards to the level of punishment. What are those? Shol d'ksiv mibetan shol shivati shemati kerli. We just brought that before. So it's referring to Sheol. The Mephoreshim grapple with why didn't there be the pasuk by Korach? We hear the Heim Chol Shadam Chaim Sheola would have been a valid pasuk to bring. I'm trying to know what they say. I just looked it up. There was one other question I looked up this morning and I saw an answer. I don't know what it said. Okay. Avodah d'siv ha'yisuper bekever chasdecho. Is it possible to to, when the person is already in the kever, to speak about Hashem's chesed. And when oska, is it possible to talk about Hashem's emuna, bo avodin, when he's in a state, when he's in avodin. Beir Shachar Zasiv Kilo says of Nafshi the show, Lusitain Chasitra Leroy Shachas. The Bershom will not allow us to go see the state of the place called Shachas. Bershom also possibly tell him, the Bershom will take us out from the Bor, take. David was saying the Bershom will take him out of the Bor Shoin and the Tita Yovin. Yovin was a very like a clay type of a mud, which is very clingy, and the person would get into it, he would, couldn't get out of it. The people which are dwelling in the place of Tzamovis. Resatartis Gemorahu. That's a Rambam pasuk for that. That's a Masorah. That's a name. Of course, the Mefarshim found the pasuk for it. And they want to know why the Mor didn't say the pasuk. Ben Merkasha v'suleka v'hikah gehinom. Yeah. What about that one? So my answer is gay, that name means shamuka, it's deep. And gehinom is means called yerdid lo al iske chinom. Darshan loshan of chinom. That they're taken there for things which refer to in the Torah as chinom. Zachar sadaga shanocha mitzvah chinom, which Chazal say is referring to Arayis. So the shadow is what is not everybody goes there because of Iskei Rayas. People go for different reasons. The bar says everybody goes to the Gehenna because of Gay Chinam. It's a place. I saw some shotim. I was looking in the Yaakov Birim and the Sifta Gemara. To see what they brought in this, and they said one suggested that the idea of the seven different maduras are connected, the seven different levels of aveira. We have chayv aseh, chayv lavin, chayv krisis, and the dalmis is bezdin. The only area of Torah which has all seven of them is in arayis. There are isar aseh, the mitzvah adoymi. There's los aseh, like. And I mean, Moyovi, there's Chayve Krisis, Eishes Ach, Nido, and there's Chayve, all of the different types of Chayve Sibes, and there's Eishes Ishes Chenech, etc. So, all of them fit. Now, there isn't Herig. Mitzvah Nadoi, I mean. There's a mitzvah saying not to marry a ger mitzri, can't marry into Gleis over the first two generations. So I say, the Torah says, "Bonim Hashem Yevodol Lehem." Torah Shishi. So it says, it doesn't say in the law. It says the third generation can marry in, which you understand means the first two can't.
So it's a phrase in that turns it into an essay.
Correct. There isn't Herig, so I don't, the Herig is only the Herig. Sai, the punishment of Sai was only given for a Vitzeach and for a the Anshir and Nidachas. So, but everything else, it gets everything else covered. It's the one which covers almost all of the different things. So I don't have an answer to the question. Okay, but it still says everybody goes there because it's Kechinim. It's not everybody goes there because it's Kechinim. It says it's the only one which really covers the whole gamut. I guess what he's saying is that if you want to say that all the different levels of Gehenna, the different places of Gehenna are filled, the only thing which it can claim, make the claim it filled all the different levels is Arayas. So Gehenna as a total unit, only Arayas is the one which brings people there. The Gemara says it's Chinam. It's Rashi which says Arayas, and the Marsha says, because that Gemara over there which says that Zachar Sadaka Shadnochem, and Sam Chinam is referring to Arayas.
Doesn't Rashi say Chinam and Amitzas?
That's Pasha B'Shar, right?
So isn't that just more general than.
Right, right. So why Rashi over here said Arayas? And the Gemara says Arayas. It's Chinam is referring to Chinam and Mitzvah is specifically referring to Arayas. That's the Gemara in Yuma. We had in Yuma way back when. Rashi brings that as his second shot over there in the Chumash. Rashi doesn't bring in that pasuk. Rashi brings in the pasuk that. Right. This has super shabbat kibbutz. Should we view kibbutz? He still has a grasha on this kerayus. Each berachah the oil lehem. Right. They were berachah in their oil. A liske rayus and esul lehem. They were crying about the rayus. We could tough that. There's another pasuk which refers to. Gehenna is toftep. The chesiv ki oroich me esmol toftep. It's already arranged me esmol from before. Toftep. And the pasuk says that Yeshayo gives Musa. He says it's ready to take everybody in. Even the king is. It's prepared for him to be brought in. And the. Slicha, you say in Sam Gedalia about Azovna ben Adam Azavna. So over there, it mentions over there, Ki Aruch Tofta Miesmo. So it quotes this pasuk. But do tshuva because Gehenna is ready to go. It's waiting for you. More answers. Hahu means she called me Spatam Yitzra Yipusham. The reason why it's called Tofta, it wasn't a description of the place. But rather, it was a description of what type of people go there. It's a place for people which are mispata. The word pesi, you find the word pesi used throughout Mishlei, because all the darshan pesi, the difference in a sochel or and a pesi, a sochel is a person who's foolish batsim. Pesi is a person who's foolish enough to allow himself to be convinced by the yetzer to do wrong things. Which group is larger? The second group is larger. Okay, Gan Eden. So the Morris is Rish Lakish in Beretz Yisrael who base Shan Pischei. If the place where Gan Eden is found is connected to Eretz Yisrael, the place in Eretz Yisrael where the entrance to it would be is Beis Shan. The Rashi is going to say that Beis Shan. Because there is tremendously luscious fruits which are there, so that would be the sweetest fruits of all the Eretz Yisrael are in Beis Shan.
Mefate is the same as shomer p'tayim.
Convinced, luscious of being convinced.
And it's the same shorash as shomer p'tayim.
Right, the same word. Well, the pesi is a. Right, so, Kiyafata ish, right? The man convinces a woman to have. The child says, what's the connection? Because the fruits are luscious into Gan Eden. Gan Eden is. We had in Sanhedrin the idea that Bershom takes a person to din, and he combines the guf and the neshama together. So the definite, which means that the more saying that the more goes to the whole story that you can't punish the neshama. The neshama says it wasn't my fault. The haraya wants to. I left the guf. I've been behaving very nicely. I've been flying around, you know, just doing my thing and not doing anything wrong. So it's the goof's fault. The goof says it's not my fault. Since the neshama left me, I've been lying like a stone. So it's the neshama's fault. Gemara gives a mashal, the case of the person, the king made a shomer for a paradise. Everybody came to the paradise would eat all the fruits. So even the shomer would eat the fruits. So he said, no problem, he hired two shomer. He hired a blind shomer and a lame shomer. So the lame shomer couldn't go anywhere and the blind shomer couldn't see them. So lame shomer says, the blind man says, these are phenomenal fruits. So they came with the idea that the lame one would go on top of the blind one and he would direct them where to go. And they went and they got the fruits and they shared them. Comes back and says, it wasn't me, I'm blind. It wasn't me, I'm lame. The king was no fool. He put the two together and took him to the court to judge them together. So Russian puts him back into the goof and judges them together. So what's the more? The more means that the definition of the person, we're not a neshama, we're not a goof, we're a combination. So there has to be an element of a concept of a Gan Eden which where the goof can connect to it also. In Baravia, if the place where it's found is in Arabia, so then Beis Gorim Pischa, there's a place called Beis Gorim, which had very luscious fruits. Vim ben in the Horasu, Dumaskinin Pischa. The Bovel, if it had been Bovel, where would it be? So that's what Tosis points out. The ben in the Horas, which you would assume means Bovel, it's referring to between the two rivers, between the Paras and the Chidekel. Is synonymous and contiguous with Bovel. So but the Mor says that that's not so. Bovel is also found between the two rivers, but there's an area which is specifically referred to as Benon the Horus, and Bovel was not that spot. So Baya Mishtabach Beperi then may I ever Yamina. Baya Mishtabach Beperi thereupon. They had an argument which fruits they felt were the ones which would win this contest, being the most luscious, and that would be the place that would make sense, would be the Pesach. So Rashi, Mi Bet and Shol, Yonah ben Amitai Kamali, that's part of the Novi Yonah. B'Debei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, B'Raisa Shenistra B'Beis B'Joshua, it was learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, means it was these were B'Raisas which were composed there. Along the lines of what the Tosefta did in Ruchia and Rabershia's yeshiva. Sini is the column, it's palm trees, so Ksherim the Kasha the Lulav. So the branches of the Sini Harbarzel are Kasher. In other words, they grew in a unique way that the leaves didn't overlap. In other words, our little leaves, the one, you know, each one comes out immediately adjacent to the other one, so there's a tremendous amount of overlap. What about a situation where one comes out against the Shedra, and the tip of it is where the next one starts? That's Sina Har Barzel. As long as they touch, that's sufficient to be kosher. Tita Yoven, who refish, Litboya Boy. The Balaz is called Funk. Supposed to the tit in general was used for that was the clay type of thing you would use to build clayish type of mud. This is Tita Yoven was clayy to the point that it was knit. The things were just you throw the refish in over there and it would just sink in and that was it. Shachas, a bear shachas, chadim el sehi. The more he says bear shachas, then it brings a positive about shachas, because those two are interchangeable. Alis kechinom is a rayas. Tofta. Gehenna, the sea of Al-Kro, Medura saw eish ve'etzim harbe. The pasuk says, at the end of the pasuk, it says, Hirchiv Medura saw Eish. Bersham expanded its the blaze with a fire. The Eitzim Harbi with a tremendous amount of wood. Beishan Pischoy Shapira saw Mshukim Kol Eretz Yisrael. They're the sweetest pears of all of Eretz Yisrael. The more Psachim Asakasha. We had it in the first parak over there in Daf Ches. So why didn't the Rosham make the parak Genoiser? Beis Shem is Genoiser. Yerushalayim deserved that. The Mor says because then the person would come up to Leila Regal and say, "No, it was Kedai just for the restaurant." People that, you know, they tell you they went there to Israel, and they tell you about the wet restaurants they went to in Yerushalayim, you know. Mishabech Paris Eber Yamina, Mishabech Paris Eber Anor Nahar Paras Bidurayimai. That means that the other side of the means the southern side of Nahar Paras, right over the edge. Okay, this is a little piece of more over here, a little pieces over here. The B'nayim Kimloy. So the Mishnah said, Kishurais v'lem mutaris. They're tied and they're not loose. From the Kashrut Pshit, the Kiman, the Tana, the Kishurais havu. It says they're tied and they didn't have mutaris. Means they're not loose. So my answer is, I could have made a mistake. And therefore the Mishnah has to stress that Kishurais means Kain Kishurais havu mamash loy kamash malon v'lem mutaris. That they have. It's not like kashurus, means actually kosher. When they're actually tied, they actually hold together more tightly, yeah. And take up less space. Thank you. Achas nichneses v'achas yotzeis. So tana revoka nichneses v'revoka yotzeis. So we want to clarify, it's not referring to one animal going in, one animal going out. You have A going in, B going out, C going in, D going out. That's not what it means. It means one group of a ravaka of three or four animals, according to the Meir, according to the Yehuda. One group going in, one group going out. Yeah, let's hold it here. Okay. What?